Hey, hey, want to thank Jason Matera for joining us in the last segment. Very interesting exchange. So we're now going to shift gears and talk in our final segment about Ebola. And, of course, the dangers that are now facing Africa could be coming to this country. We've had now the Liberian man who came here die. You've got several who are now infected. Who knows how many others they might have infected. And a lot of worries all across the country about Ebola. And we're hearing that there is no cure. But our next guest believes there is hope. He is the author of Death by Calcium, and he's going to talk about innovative treatment, which may very well be successful, and that is through the use of vitamin C. Dr. Thomas Levy joining us right here in the Ringside program. And, Doctor, how are you? Good morning.
Pretty good, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
Welcome aboard, Doctor. So what do you make of this Ebola scare? Are we making too much of this? Are the worries legitimate? How is the world really dealing with this?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not certainly not here to say, don't worry about it, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. Ebola is a highly communicable virus that's been demonstrated in the last few days by nurses who have contracted the disease while appropriately garbed and just taking care of one patient. So that's a high level of transmissibility. So there's no downplaying that, and I wouldn't attempt to. What I would say, and do I know this for a fact? Absolutely not, because to my knowledge, nobody yet has tried to treat Ebola with a nutrient program headed by vitamin C. However, in the literature, and I think we've discussed about this in the past,
yes,
there's not a single virus that vitamin C, when tested against, has failed to be able to neutralize it or kill it or break it up. And in all the viral syndromes that have been treated by vitamin C and reported in the literature, it has cured many different advanced viral syndromes, including individuals in the past with viral encephalitis that were already in comas, using high multigram doses of vitamin C. So my suggestion is we all need vitamin C.
Right.
And if we measured the vitamin C levels of these patients, I guarantee you they'd be next to zero. So just take it from the point of view is you're replacing a deficiency. You're trying to get somebody vitamin C levels back to normal, and you need to give as much of it as you can as possible, and you don't even have to address the fact as to whether or not vitamin C is actually killing the virus, but you do know that it's helping support the immune system and putting somebody in a much better posture
now,
to deal with the virus.
Now,
basically,
Doctor, yeah.
Why not try it?
Okay, so there's no downside by taking too much vitamin C. It's not something that could cause harm.
Vitamin C, to my knowledge, is truly the safest substance on the planet with regard to administering. And I say that because I point this out in my writings. Vitamin C is less toxic, Jeff, than water.
Okay.
It's well established in the literature that you can drink enough water to readily put yourself into a brain edema, coma, have seizures, and die. There is no established toxic level of vitamin C. You know, you might... There is no established. I mean, the only reports negative about vitamin C have to do with people that are already in kidney failure. And, of course, all medications and everything that you take have to be adjusted when someone
okay.
has kidney failure.
All right. Now, we're visiting with Dr. Thomas Levy. We're talking about Ebola and the healing powers of vitamin C and that this epidemic shining a light on that. And the doctor's raising the point that vitamin C could be a viable treatment. Now, you're not saying, doctor, that they should take some over-the-counter vitamin C supplements. You're saying that's not going to be enough. You're talking about large doses, right?
Yes. I mean, most supplements have 200, 500 milligrams, 1 gram. The vitamin C needed to deal with Ebola and also needed to deal with getting those blood levels of vitamin C up to normal, which is critical, would be multi-gram doses. 25, 50, 75, even 100 grams at a time in an intravenous infusion, supported by other nutrients. This is important, too.
Okay.
these individuals in Africa are severely nutritionally depleted. Okay, they need all the good things in a diet that we have over here that they don't have over there. So even if we can't change their lifestyle completely, which would be optimal, during the period of time that they receive therapies with vitamin C and other such interventions, they need to be supported nutritionally, and they need things to maintain a high volume status inside their body, because with the vomiting and the diarrhea and the fever, they get volume and water depleted very rapidly.
We're visiting with Dr. Thomas Levy, talking about the vitamin C as the potential cure for Ebola. Doctor, why aren't we hearing this from the media, from the experts that are interviewed? Why aren't they suggesting this as being a possible solution here?
You know, I really couldn't tell you that, Jeff. All the information I'm talking about is buried in plain sight in the literature. It's sitting there. The studies have been done, but I don't know. There's a certain mindset among many physicians, and of course many patients that go to those physicians, that there's only one way to do things. However, with the internet, there is a very substantial growing body of people who are becoming more and more aware that maybe the answer to everything is not inside a prescription or a bottle of pills from a pharmacy. I'm hoping we eventually evolve in that direction.
And you talk about vaccines not being everything they're cracked up to be, because they introduce toxins to the body, correct?
Absolutely. They make very, very few, if any, pure toxins. They introduce a wide variety of things. Many of them have mercury. Many of them have other adjuvants that, when taken in isolation, are highly toxic. And the other thing about vaccines, Jeff, is they do nothing for the patient that already has the disease. Even if you take as an assumption, and I don't know that it's a perfectly good assumption, that the vaccine is going to immediately induce the antibodies that you need in someone who's not sick to keep from getting the disease, it does absolutely nothing for the person that has the disease.
Doctor, let's squeeze in a quick call or two here. Dr. Thomas Levy is with us. We're going to link to a site where you can get more information about his work. Deathbycalcium.com is certainly one of them. Let's go to Mark in Metairie. Hey, Mark, you're on with Dr. Levy.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? How you guys doing?
All right, sir.
Good. You know, Doc, I was thinking the same thing, and I'm not a doctor, but, you know, we was talking about it, about the immune system. You know, if they, like you were saying, if they can take a large amount of dose of vitamin C, what, 12,000, 20,000 per day or something like that, and like you say, check and see if their immune system was down. And what about the water, like the HP, you know, like if their HP level was like, you know, say 7.0, 8.0?
Well, certainly the pH of the water, alkaline water, brings in more electrons, which is what vitamin C does. It brings electrons in. It's an antioxidant. Having good purified water, having it with a slight alkaline edge, those would be added benefits. You mentioned one thing about the immune system, and that's something that I should also point out. It's also very well established in the literature that probably the single most important thing to not only sustaining a strong immune system, but to building it back when it's been depressed, is vitamin C. In one of my early books, I cited at least 20 different ways in which vitamin C supports immune function. It increases antibody production. It increases the production of interferon, which kills viruses. It increases the potency of the B cells and the T cells. So we're not just talking about something incredibly ordinary here, but something that, whether you think it single-handedly could take care of the virus or not, is unimportant, because whatever else you do, it's going to be
all
a
right.
Strong aid in giving the patient their best.
Hey, time. Mark and Metairie, thank you. Doctor, we have less than a minute, but I wanted to ask you real quick, as a general rule of thumb for folks who want to just stay healthy, I take about 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. I might not be taking enough. What do you recommend for folks just on a general day-to-day basis?
It ranges widely, but for the general population, the adults, most people should really be on between 5 and 12,000 milligrams a day.
Wow.
If they have sensitive bowels, then they should take less. But if there's no problems with the bowels, they should try to take 5 to 12 grams of vitamin C today on a divided basis.
All right. Doctor, thanks so much for the work you're doing. Thanks for joining us. Love to have you back on the program. Dr. Thomas Levy, hang on if you could. Just want to get the correct information for our podcast page. Thanks to everyone who joined us today. More information at WGSO.com.